This message is for CNN. CNN, your piece, which speaks about Israeli soldiers running over hundreds of Palestinians, and that's why they can't eat meat anymore. Sounds like this when you contextualize it. Nazi soldiers cannot eat meat because every time they look at meat, it reminds them of the corpses of the Holocaust victims that they mass gassed. It's giving colonizers can no longer eat meat because every time they try, they remember the Native Americans whom they slaughtered. It's giving slave masters can no longer eat meat because every time they look at meat, they remember the way that they butchered, kidnapped, raped, and enslaved for generations. It's not just that all of us have witnessed actual footage of the civilians in the hundreds that were run over, the children, their parents, the elderly, right outside of a hospital when they were taking refuge in tents and were already wounded. Probably any of us can remember the body parts that we saw strewn all over. Probably any of us can remember the pregnant woman who was holding up a white flag, who had gone into labor, and who was waving that white flag at the tank. And then the Israeli soldiers continued to go ahead and run over her body. CNN, you have seen all of these videos because Israeli soldiers themselves take videos and then laugh. They do TikTok dances while they are the ones who are the cause of the amputations of over 1,000 children without any anesthesia, because they are also the same ones who are ensuring that no aid goes into Gaza. CNN, you have seen the children of Gaza, and yet you have allowed yourself to produce a piece in which an Israeli soldier admits that he killed everybody, because all of them are terrorists. Well, whether it is the premature babies whose video footage we saw had maggots all over them because Israel would not allow for the Red Cross, after they said that they were going to take those premature babies out. Israeli soldiers had at gunpoint forced their families and the medical staff to leave. Whether it is the mass graves where we have seen Palestinian children, the corpses of the children with their hands zip tied behind their back, including people who were hospitalized with actual catheters still inside of their bodies with blindfolds on, or the tens of thousands of stories like that of Hind Rajab, where documentation has found that Israeli soldiers have intentionally sniped heads and necks to paralyze Palestinian children. We all know exactly what you are trying to do with your piece. The difference is that unlike years ago, we can also witness not only the crimes of Israeli, but those who spread their propaganda like you.